it seems that not a week can go by without hearing of a school shooting somewhere in the country. Last week, a school shooting at a high school in Washington State claimed the life of one student and injured three others. Two San Joaquin Valley school districts think they have the answer, and for about the last year have allowed some parents and some faculty to carry concealed firearms on school grounds. That could all be about change, though. As Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports, a bill on Governor Jerry Brown's desk could repeal the authority of local school superintendents to allow most guns on their campus.
To begin, we have to go back 2 years. That's when the California legislature approved a bill to amend the state's Gun-Free School Zone Act. The bill allowed people who have been granted a restraining order to carry a concealed weapon on campus with the permission of the superintendent. But it also opened the door to all concealed carry permit holders to get the same privilege to carry their gun on school grounds.
Well, there was, frankly, a bit of a loophole in the law.
That's Assemblymember Kevin McCarty of Sacramento. He says it was never their intention to give such broad authority to superintendents. So he co-authored Assembly Bill 424, which is designed to remove the authority previously granted the superintendents and their districts. This bill is on a collision course with Kern High School District and the Kingsburg Joint Union High School District, which both approved policies expanding concealed carry on campus. Kingsburg allowed both community members and employees to carry. Kern started with the community while working on an employee policy. Assemblymember McCarty says that is what he wants to correct with this bill.
School districts have been exploiting this policy and giving, frankly, concealed weapons to cafeteria aides, teachers, bus drivers, yard duty aides, and that really wasn't the intent. But more importantly, you know, frankly, we don't think that makes schools safer by having school staff roaming around the campus with a gun attached to their hip.
This has taken the two districts by surprise. Philip Peters is the vice president of the Kern High School District Board of Trustees. He says it is a reasonable step to ensure the safety of students and faculty to let some community members carry concealed weapons, especially if they've taken the time and expense to acquire a CCW. That is why he is opposed to McCarty's bill.
It's not a very well thought out decision. I think it puts students in. It adversely affects student safety. It adversely affects teacher safety. And I think it's just some really bad legislation.
So far, Peters says just 13 parents have applied out of their student base of nearly 40,000 students. Peters blames media coverage of their decision for driving the effort to take back the authority from the districts. His opposition to the bill is shared by Kingsburg Police Chief Neil Dadian, who supported the school district's decision to allow parents and faculty to carry weapons on campus with permission.
I look at it like this. If there are people willing to take the extra step, make the extra effort, put themselves possibly at greater risk to protect themselves and the children in their charge, why wouldn't I support that?
Dadian says the bill is a knee-jerk reaction and the result of an anti-gun climate in Sacramento. He also rejects the argument put forward by some opponents that allowing parents and employees to carry weapons would make those people feel empowered to act as a pseudo-police force. So far, most of the kids I spoke to at Kingsburg, like 17-year-old high school junior Cortland Reeve, don't seem too bothered by the notion of having armed teachers and parents in their midst.
Well, I mean, if they're like, you know, have the paperwork to do so, I believe it's better because if there's a shooter on campus and how are we supposed to protect ourselves? We can't just throw rulers at them or something.
Reeve says that students like her grew up in the age of school shootings. The Columbine shooting happened in 1999. So school shootings have been a staple of her life since before she can remember.
I mean, it's scary because, like, how you see it on the news and stuff like that, and it happens, like, Sandy Hook or something like that. Like, you think, like, oh, what if it happened to my school? Like, anybody here who, like, just could do it.
But even some school leaders who approve of allowing parents to carry concealed weapons on campus say districts may have overreached. Jeff Flores is a Kern High School District trustee who says moving so quickly to open that loophole drew Sacramento's ire.
By overreaching, now no one can carry, and I think we're regressive about it now. So I think we hit the sweet spot in terms of allowing private citizens to come and go, and now no one gets to come on campus.
The bill, which is on Governor Jerry Brown's desk, would not only prohibit future permissions for parents and faculty, it would also wipe away any allowances that superintendents have already granted. There is one remaining exception. Anyone with an active restraining order against another person can still seek permission to carry a weapon. The bill's author says that was the original intent of the first bill 2 years ago. Lastly, the bill was amended to allow school gun and rifle clubs to continue to operate. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.